Welcome to After Hours. It is Wednesday, March 21st. I'm Cadillac Jack, representing 470.
I am Allie Mack, representing 404.
Want to say hi to 678 and 770. Twitter roulette. Very simple concept, but a lot of fun with it this morning. Is where we just scrolled through our Twitter timelines until Chase told us to stop.
And then whatever tweet you landed on, you had to read out loud.
Twitter roulette, part of After Hours, coming up. Allie Mack had a bumble date fail.
Bumble date fail.
Another bumble date fail.
It always happens to me. It's just a trend. Yeah, I don't know if this person was lying or they were just omitting information. You decide the situation when we talk about my Bumble Date Fail.
Bumble Date Fail. March Madness continues this week with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. This morning, it was Luke Bryan
versus Tim McGraw.
And the winner? You'll have to wait and find out. When you play along to March Madness Plus, Can't Be Caddy. It's a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. And this morning, it was Sydney from Woodstock, my challenger. Play along in the car as you listen. But first, let's talk about our days, shall we? I have no eyeglasses. I cannot read. I'm literally blind, have been all morning. I don't know where my debit card is. I'm just a little dehydrated, like Tim McGraw. And
I had to escort you into the building.
You did. And let's talk about that real quick. Thank you. We have pass cards to get into the building.
Key cards.
Okay. And so I get to the radio station here this morning, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, where is mine? I can't find it. So I call Allie, who was already here in the studio, and I said, hey, can you run down and get me? Because I can't get into the building. I don't know where my
key card
is. It was around my neck. Allie Mack walks into the lobby, and I'm walking. She lets me in, and she looks at me, and she goes, it's around your neck. I said, oh, it is. Yeah, thank you, though, for coming down.
But I promised to keep that between us. I was never going to share your mistake, but you gaffed it out.
Afterglow, fun last night with Jordan Davis at Eddie's Attic, the singles you up party. Congrats to all that are waking up with someone else that they met last night.
There were matches.
I know there were. And we're gonna put out a line and try to hook him to come on the morning show. We'll get underway with Jordan Davis. Really, really nice guy. We had a great time with him last night, as did a sold-out Eddie's Attic crowd. There is one thing, one simple thing that is affecting my entire morning. I'm Cadillac Jack with Allie Mack, Kix 101.5, and it is the fact that I have no glasses this morning, and I cannot read a dang thing. I cannot read emails from the boss. I cannot read transmitter numbers and ratings or whatever it's called.
And the times you have to talk over songs. You can't read anything.
I'm just tapping out. Tapping out. Chase, good morning.
Can I just say, watching you scramble without your glasses, you're trying to write stuff down to remind yourself what to say, and you can't even read
I can't read my own notes.
you're writing notes.
You're right, because that's what I do. I actually write notes down all the time for myself on guest checks, if you want to really know.
Question from the peanut gallery. Where are your glasses?
I don't know. All I remember, and it's not even that. We had a great time last night with Jordan Davis.
Your new BFF.
Well, we're going on vacation, it turns out. explain in just a second. He sings a hit single, She Ups, got a new project, his first, coming out Thursday night, midnight, all day Friday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really, really good. So we had the Singles Yet party last night with him at Eddie's Attic. We basically spent the entire day with Jordan Davis because he was on the show yesterday morning. And then we went and hung with him last night, some of us before the show and some of us even after the show.
Yeah, let's all just say I for if you hung with him after the show. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I. And I noticed that I got a text message from him this morning when I woke up, he being Jordan Davis, and we're going on vacation together. I don't recall the conversation. But we're going on vacation
together. That's so cool. That's
I don't know where because I can't read the text. Right. Because why?
I don't
have my glasses.
Yeah, you don't have your glasses this morning.
So there's that. And then, here's what we're going to do. We're going to wipe the slate clean, everything up until this point at 7 o'clock and just start over.
Well, you are not the only one right now having a kind of off morning, Cadillac Jack. Would it make you feel better if someone let you know about their terrible morning as well?
It would make me feel much better. Thank you,
you're in good company.
Yeah. Also, if someone could reimburse me for my my Lyft ride to and from Alpharetta to Decatur and then Decatur to Alpharetta.
I saw how much the first one cost. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
It's a lot, but worth it. But so worth it.
Yes,
come on.
Of course.
Lyft,
of course.
Uber, designated driver. do what you got to do. But, you know, everybody starts off. There's one day, come on, you've had one before, where you start off and you can't read.
Every day starts, some days start a little rough for some. Today is Caddy's day.
Well, and again, it has, you know, nothing to do with being out late. Nothing to do with that. It has everything to do.
Not at all.
That's everything to do with me just not being able to place where my glasses are at this particular moment. 7:26, round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. It is Twitter roulette. Good morning. It's Kettle Light, Jack and Allie Mac. This is where we go through our news feed, timeline rather.
Our Twitter feed.
On Twitter until Chase, our executive producer on Kettle Light, Jack and Allie Mac mornings, tells us to stop. And then we just simply discuss whatever tweet we stop on.
Yes.
Allie Mac, ladies first as always.
Okay, well, let's
scroll.
Okay, just, scrolling.
Here you go.
Scrolling. Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop.
And go ahead and stop.
Okay. Let me see what this is. All right. Atlanta has been named an official candidate host city in bid to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's huge news.
Huge news. Is it huge news? I'm not a sports person, Chase, so I don't really know.
Well, it would be, you know, Atlanta's gone MLS crazy because of the, is that same thing as FIFA?
No, the Atlanta United plays in the MLS. FIFA is a worldwide
soccer.
So it would be all eyes would be on Atlanta.
Sure, they would be.
Around the world.
That's awesome.
If they were able to.
So 2026. Mm-hmm. Let's cross our fingers on that. All right. Cadillac Jack, your turn.
Spin her around. I got some accounts that I can't really talk about. That I follow.
Here we go.
I'll do my best.
Privately follow them.
Scrolling.
All right. And let's just go ahead and see what you got right there.
Uh-oh. Now, let's roll again.
No.
We can't talk about that.
Okay,
we can't talk
hold
about
on,
this
hold
particular
on.
Account.
And
okay.
Stop.
There we go. Okay, interesting. Yes. Did you know, I am so excited about this, Allie Mac, and I know that you are as well, that there are two different tribute albums coming out the week of the Academy of Country Music Awards celebrating Elton John.
So he has two?
One is pop stars. One is country stars.
That's very cool. Yes, I've heard about the country one.
And this tweet is from Rolling Stone Country at RS Country. Hear Chris Stapleton's passionate cover of Elton John's. I don't have my glasses this morning.
Is it? I want love.
That's it. What it says right here. All right. So do we have both of them? I want to compare and contrast real quick.
Okay. Which one you want first?
Twitter roulette. What do you think, Allie? Let's go
the
with
the original first.
Yeah, let's go with Sir Elton John first.
The OG.
Yes. And stop. All right. Now, Chris Stapleton's version of that same song, originally performed and recorded by Elton John on the upcoming tribute album for Sir Elton John.
I want love, but it's impossible.
That voice.
A man like me, so irresponsible.
Some of the other folks involved with this album, Little Big Town.
Very cool.
A lot of your favorite Kicks 105 country stars are going to be part of this project, this tribute to Elton John. It's coming out the week of the Academy of Country Music Awards, which is 2 weeks away, right?
Yeah, it is, and, well, a few weeks away. But also, as soon as Chris Stapleton released his version of this song, we put it up on the Kicks site as well, so you can text the word tribute to the number 68255, and we will put Chris Stapleton's version on your phone right now.
Bumble date fail. Bumble, one of the many dating apps out there. And Adam, you recently had a bad experience. Wow.
Was it bad? Yeah.
It was a Bumble date fail, there has to be some degree of badness in the story.
Met someone on Bumble, and it's kind of like hit or miss with Bumble. For whatever reason, the conversation when you start talking to someone on Bumble or any of these dating apps, it usually stops at, like, what's up. So when you get that back and forth conversation going on, you feel like you hit the lottery. So that happened with a match I made. We'll call him Randy. Okay.
Let me write that down.
Randy and I have a lot in common. We had a back and forth going on. He went to school for journalism. It works alongside radio. You know, it works. It works.
So you would be a media couple. Media couple of the city.
Exactly.
You would dethrone my wife and I. Yes.
I don't know about that. But he mentioned he was taking a work trip to Pittsburgh. And so his location, because Bumble does track your location. That's what it's based on, GPS. It did say he was at Hartsfield-Jackson, and he was taking a flight to Pittsburgh. Obviously, bad weather is hitting up north, so I told him I don't envy him, blah, blah, blah. But it must be nice to get out of Atlanta every once in a while. And then he responded.
He responded.
Randy responded. It's actually the reverse. I like coming here. My mail is delivered in Pittsburgh.
Oh, meaning he doesn't even live here.
Bumble Day fail.
Now, does that matter?
He doesn't live here, Cadillac. He doesn't live
but
here.
But if he's at Hartsfield.
Right.
And he has on his tracking device on his phone.
GPS.
Thank you. Do you not think that he's just looking for just a layover?
Probably. Which is why it's a Bumble Day fail. Because that's clearly not what I was looking for.
Did you ever hear from Randy again?
We speak every once in a while.
Really?
He'll be back in May or April soon.
So what does he
he'll
do?
He'll be here soon.
Why will he be back? What does he do?
A regional manager of something. I don't know. Something.
You do know. You do.
I don't want to say.
Okay. All right.
But he'll be back soon, so we've kept in touch a little bit.
What do you expect will happen
Nothing. When
Randy comes back soon?
Nothing. Good content. I don't know.
But Randy be back.
Randy will be back in April or May. One of his top questions was, do you talk about people on the radio?
Well, yeah. You have to understand that, too. And it's hard for a lot of people to understand.
Yeah.
That if I have a conversation with you, whether it's at the softball field or at Eddie's Attic last night, it's fair game.
It is and not you, off the record ever.
If you are in my very, very tight circle of friends, you need to know, as do most of them already, that listen, watch what you say around me. Because there's sometimes I have no filter. And there's no statute limitations on information that you just happen to hear. And I'll share it with you. Allie Mack with a
Bumble Date Fail.
Bumble Date Fail. So there's this big basketball thing going on. And everybody, or at least the teams that remain, can we turn that down just a little bit? Let's give me a headache.
You have volume right there.
60. Oh, I'm sorry. 15 plus one teams will be in town Thursday.
Yeah.
That is tomorrow at Phillips Arena. And then 7 plus one teams will be at Phillips on Saturday. It is March Madness. MANNESS.
We are putting up some of today's hottest country stars against each other. And you are voting. Five calls says it all. And in yesterday's round of March Madness, Tim McGraw took down Sam Hunt. So Tim moves on to round three today. You are familiar with Tim, of course.
Hands up now, let me hear you shout. Truck, yeah.
I mean, dude flips tires.
He's awesome. He acts, he sings. He's a great husband, a great father.
Yes. And it also includes not only your looks, your very handsome looks, but it includes your music ability with your instrument, which would be your throat.
Yes.
Okay, so think of all of those things, and then you call in and vote. And up against Tim McGraw today.
Let's introduce his March Madness competition from Leesburg, Georgia. 41 years old, has 18 number one singles, Luke Bryan.
All them other boys want to wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way.
If you had to vote Allie Mack right now in March Madness, MANNESS, who would you vote for this morning?
How about I say that when we get the five calls says it all, because I don't want to sway votes right now.
Okay. Oh, with your...
With my opinion.
Yes.
All right. Five calls says it all. Is it Luke or is it Tim? 404-741-1015.
It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5 and 625.
Got a comment? Be a part of the show. 404-741-1015.
629, it is March Madness because of the big ball tournament going on.
Right, exactly.
Where they go up and down the court and shoot through a net.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there are a lot of restrictions, by the way, if you haven't noticed, that we can and cannot say about this particular one. So March Madness is the way we're spinning it, Allie Mack.
We are putting our hottest male country stars head to head. Now, it's not just about looks, though. It's about personality and music and number ones and all that good stuff. So Five Calls says it all today. It is Tim McGraw versus Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, without a doubt.
That's Luke for one. Five calls says it all. Who's your vote for, Luke Bryan or Tim McGraw?
Luke.
Luke. All right.
Luke.
Oh, man. Oh. Luke took this one. All right. What? Just for funsies.
Is that it? Did he win with that?
Let's take another call.
All right. Lean over here and hit a button.
Five calls Luke. Says it all. Luke or Tim?
Tim.
Fifth and final. High kicks. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac. Who's your vote for March Madness?
Tim McGraw.
All right, so the final score, Allie Mac.
Luke took it 3-2, so I don't know who I'm going to put Luke up against tomorrow.
It will be someone. You'll figure it out.
I hope so. I'll think about this all night long.
Do it before we get here tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'll try.
Your vote was going to be?
Man, I have ties to both of these guys. Tim McGraw, I would listen to every single morning driving to Duluth High School. But then in college, I would spend all my money at Capital City in Milledgeville to go see Luke Bryan. But today, how I feel today, Tim. Tim takes my heart.
I like it.
Yeah, you agree?
Luke Bryan, though, advances to tomorrow with March Madness. A lot of folks going to start rolling into town today for the big basketball tournament. Can't Be Catty is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. You know that on Wednesdays,
Can't Be Catty,
we play around 6:40.
Can't Be Catty.
Want to say good morning to Sydney.
Can't Be Catty.
On the road early, headed to work in Binding.
Hey, Catty, if I throw a stick, will you leave?
Yeah, I'll bite. Yeah, I'll go. I'll bite.
Fetch.
On the stick. Like a dog, and then it comes back. Yeah, it's funny.
All right.
Good stuff there, Sydney.
Now, Sydney, if you get more questions right than Catty, you win. If Catty gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Catty because it's not called Can't Tie Catty. It's called...
Can't Beat Catty.
Exactly. Today's category, Brett Young said he almost landed on The Voice. He was all the way through to the blind auditions, but then his record label called and offered him a deal. So today's category is woulda, coulda, shoulda. And it's not fair for Catty to hear the questions I'm about to ask you. So why don't you tell Catty to leave the main stage?
Catty, please leave the main stage.
I'm on a roll. I've won two mornings in a row.
Ooh, two in a row. Huge numbers.
Goodbye.
All right. He is out, Sydney, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
All right.
Al Pacino was originally offered the role of Han Solo in what galactic series? Gwyneth missed her chance at Jack Dawson, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, in the blockbuster smash?
Titanic.
John Travolta turned down the opportunity to say life is like a box of chocolates in the movie...
The running movie.
And that is timer. All right, let's get Catty back in here.
Oh, wow. Is that a good oh, wow, or a bad oh, wow?
That time goes by so much slower.
I know.
Listening.
Yeah, 20 seconds, Sydney. You really got to pace yourself.
All right, Catty. Sydney from Woodstock got one right.
Okay.
So you have 20 seconds to get at least one right. Category is woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Go ahead and make that 2 or 3 on the win board.
Let's get through it first, and then we'll get to that. All right, here we go. Your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
I'm ready.
Al Pacino was offered the role of Han Solo in what galactic series?
Star Wars.
Gwyneth missed her chance at Jack Dawson, played by Leonardo DiCaprio in the blockbuster smash?
Ocean's 13.
John Travolta turned down the opportunity to say life is like a box of chocolates in the movie?
Forrest Gump.
Molly Ringwald was originally offered the lead in Pretty
Breakfast
Woman.
Breakfast Club.
Over native blank. That's timer.
Did I jump the gun?
Yeah, a little bit. Because Molly Ringwald actually was in the Breakfast Club.
Right.
But the question was, Molly Ringwald was originally offered the lead in Pretty Woman... over Georgia native.
Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm. The other wrong answer, Gwyneth missed her chance at Jack Dawson, played by Leonardo DiCaprio in the blockbuster smash.
Run While You Can or something.
Sydney, you want to tell them what movie that is?
The Titanic.
Duh.
Oh, wow.
Jack and Rose. How do you think you did, Catty?
Not well.
Brings the tally to Sydney from Woodstock got one right, and Catty got two right. So by the skin of your teeth, Catty, you won.
Win is a win, Sydney Taylor.
So, Sydney, we can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Catty.
I'm Sydney from Woodstock, and unfortunately, I can't beat Catty.
I hope you had fun, though, Sydney. Have a great day. Tomorrow is Thursday. Can't Be Catty Falls in prime time, 7:15. Three wins, everybody. Clap, please.
Yes, clap. Now clap. clap.
Three wins on the whiteboard in the studio for Cadillac Jack and Can't Be Caddy. You want to play as early as tomorrow. Text keyword caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, to the number 68255. Sign up to play as a challenger on your phone right now. Any other text keywords we should throw out? Allie Mack.
If you want to see Maren Morris's cute little puppy pancake, you can text the word dog to the number 68255. You can also text the word tribute to the number 68255. Chris Stapleton did a remake of an Elton John song. I don't know. I like Chris Stapleton's version really well. You got to hear it. Tribute to the number 68255.
That's it.
Got to go.
Can we wrap this up? I'd like to get the floor light out. Seriously.
All right.
Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
The best show in the morning. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Kicks 101.5.